You're listening to New Technia. A laser can detect deadly methanol through an unopened bottle. Researchers combined Raman spectroscopy, wavefront shaping, and wavelength modulation to measure methanol through colored glass without opening a spirit bottle. The laboratory system detected about 0.2% methanol by volume, suggesting a future screening tool for counterfeit alcohol, although it is not yet a handheld replacement for confirmatory laboratory tests. Reading a dangerous liquid without opening the bottle. A team from the University of St. Andrews and Adelaide University has demonstrated a laser system that can quantify toxic methanol inside sealed commercial spirit bottles, including bottles made from colored glass. Announced by Adelaide University on July 16, 2026, the work addresses a practical obstacle in counterfeit alcohol enforcement. Inspectors usually need to open packaging and send a sample to a laboratory before they know what is inside. The 30-second summary. Researchers combined Raman spectroscopy, wavefront shaping, and wavelength modulation to measure methanol through colored glass without opening a spirit bottle. The laboratory system detected about 0.2% methanol by volume, suggesting a future screening tool for counterfeit alcohol, although it is not yet a handheld replacement for confirmatory laboratory tests. The limits of the evidence and what remains unproven are central to the story. Methanol can resemble drinkable ethanol but is highly toxic. Exposure can damage the nervous system and vision and, at sufficient doses, be fatal. A rapid, non-destructive screen could help customs officers, regulators, warehouses, and producers decide which bottles require immediate isolation and confirmatory testing. How the optical system works. The method uses Raman spectroscopy. Laser light interacting with molecules returns a very small shifted signal that acts as a chemical fingerprint. In a packaged product, however, the strong fluorescence and scattering produced by glass can overwhelm the weak signal from the liquid. The researchers combined two controls. Wavefront shaping directs the illumination so that less unwanted signal comes from the packaging, while wavelength modulation varies the laser slightly and separates the consistent molecular pattern from background fluorescence. Together, the techniques improved the Raman signal-to-noise ratio by as much as 12-fold in the reported experiments. What the tests achieved. In 40% ethanol, the system reached a methanol detection limit of about 0.2% by volume. The researchers compared that with a reported maximum tolerable concentration of 2%, putting the experimental limit roughly 10 times lower. They also tested real commercial bottles and found the approach remained effective across several colors and types of glass. The key advance is therefore not Raman identification alone, which is well established, but the ability to suppress the container's optical interference while leaving the bottle sealed. The same geometry may be adapted to identify composition, contaminants, or authenticity markers in other packaged products. Why the human impact could be significant. Counterfeit or badly produced alcohol can place methanol into supply chains where color, smell, and packaging do not reliably warn buyers. A screening device that does not destroy the product could inspect many more bottles than a workflow based only on opening samples. Suspicious batches could then be held for laboratory confirmation before reaching consumers. Researchers also see potential in wine authentication, food quality checks, perfumes, olive oil, and other products whose value or safety depends on what is sealed inside. Those uses remain applications to be validated rather than proven outcomes of the current study. Not yet a pocket scanner. The reported apparatus is a research platform, not a finished handheld instrument. Its performance was established under controlled conditions with selected spirits and containers. Frosted, highly scattering, unusually shaped or multi-layered packaging may be harder to measure. Calibration must also cope with the wide chemical variation found in genuine beverages. A positive optical screen would not by itself establish criminal adulteration or determine medical risk. Gas chromatography and other validated laboratory methods remain the standard for precise confirmation. Regulators would require field trials, error rate data, rugged hardware, and standardized operating procedures before adopting the system. What comes next? The Adelaide team says it is adapting the technology for product safety, wine authentication, and food quality. Engineering priorities include reducing size and cost, automating calibration, and proving that results remain reliable when non-specialists test large, diverse batches. If those hurdles are met, the research could turn a sophisticated spectroscopy technique into a practical first line of defense against dangerous counterfeit liquids. Before we overstate the result, the laboratory system detected about 0.2% methanol by volume, suggesting a future screening tool for counterfeit alcohol, although it is not yet a handheld replacement for confirmatory laboratory tests. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.